Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Care to Read. You've got your Omi Inca 7 in the house, live coming to you straight from my living room. I am your advocate, the one you need, and the advisor, the one you want, and I'm certainly your emperor here to serve you. Welcome to the Care to Read room. Once again, you've joined me on another segment of reordering the marriage vows for the African American for the 21st century. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are reordering the marriage vows for the African American. Hopefully, what will be good for the African American will be good for the nation. We are going to service the nation, ladies and gentlemen. This is not an episode where we are looking only for specific African Americans, but for those Caucasian, sit back and observe what your ancient ancestors did and what was good for them. It poured over into your lives. And that's why you were able to come up with institutions that have long outlasted lifetime. And that's why you are also going to have to look back to your ancestors for solutions of how to solve this marital problem. African Americans, please don't think that it's strange that we are ancient people and that we have solution to civilize the world. I told you that Ifa will mend our broken hearts, and Ifa believes in solving the problem for the nation. This is not just a problem for the African Americans that we're trying to solve. Once we solve the marital problems for ourselves, then we can share abroad in other nations and nearby countries as to what has always been uniquely designed as a tribal situation. I've told you often that Omi believes in a tribe. That's why I've adapted the name Omi, Inca 7, and the tribe, because tribal things have always outlasted, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure you'll find out that we're not bush people. We're very intelligent, and we are looking at Yoruba's teaching, an ancient old teaching that all of civilization gathered there, reasoning, gathered their socialization from. I'm just reacquainting you to something that's always been here. I don't know a time when we weren't here. Now, don't think that it's strange that your mothers would be leading and guiding you. I am your mother. African Americans are the oldest people on earth, and we ought to be leading and guiding and revamping things. Don't think that it's strange that Obama was in office to clear up problems. Don't think that it's strange that the Africans are coming into their own now. Remember what the prophecy was: the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. It is our time now. Over 400 years of ruling, it is our time now to come into new dispensation. Why don't you come in with me and be a part of usher in this new reordering of the marriage vow? Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I will be right back at you in the atmosphere, and we're going to solve the issues of that 10th year. When you roll into your 10th year marriage, what do? You marry yourself to the community. And for those of you who would like to call in, please do call in. We are continuing on with reordering the marriage vows for the 21st century. Ladies and gentlemen, don't think that we have forgotten about our mission to make sure that we honor our ancestors. And in honoring our ancestors, if we appear to be a little rushed, be patient with us. We're only working with 30 minutes now. So Omi is doing all that she can to deliver a valid program to you. I'd like to read you the Black Family Pledge, because we have forgotten our ancestors. Our children no longer give us honor, because we have lost the path of our ancestors, clear kneeling in perilous underground. Our children cannot hear us crying, because we have abandoned our wisdom of mothering and fathering. Our befuddled children give birth to children they neither want nor understand. Because we have forgotten how to love the adversity within our gates and hold up the mirror of the world, shouting, regard the loneliest. Therefore, we pledge today to bind ourselves to one another, to embrace our lowest, and to keep company with our loneliest, and to educate our illiterates, to feed our starving, to clothe our ragged, and to also give things to those who have nothing. We are more than keepers of our brothers and sisters. In fact, we are our brothers and sisters. In honoring of those that toil in perilous, godless, golden tongues, and gratitude to the same God who brought us out of hopeless desolation, we make this pledge today. I add to that pledge that we also pledge to bind souls together in holy matrimony, as well as unions and contractual agreements. We also commit to tribal lifestyle, and we open up and engage, and we employ those who are ignorant of the fact that working with a tribe in and of itself is the best thing that you can do for society that's hurting and that has been lonely and separated from our kin. Help us to reunite those souls together, Father. Oladulamare, help us to bring about unions with those families who cannot seem to equate themselves to working with one man or woman, who feels in their nature that they are more than one personality and deserve to have many relationships throughout their lifetime. As we begin to pour this libation, we pour this libation to the South on behalf of those men and women who are struggling in relationships. We pour this libation to them. We pour this libation to the North, for those who are up North who are still in a quandary about what to do about this institution called marriage. We pour this libation to the East, to those women who are still talking about they can do it their own way, individually with an open marriage. We pour this libation to them to gather their things and to reunite with the tribe for once and for all. We pour this libation to the West, to those who pointed in the direction to say, go West, young man, to find all your solution. May they find their solution in a campground with men and women with like interests who are cohabitating together under one roof, calling themselves a tribe. And we pour this libation to the ground for a quest for the tribe. I call on Oladulamare, and I call on Olorun. As we begin to pray, we light the candle for our mother spirit, and we say Ashe. We light a candle for our father spirit, and we say Ashe. We ask that their ancestral ship will usher in a new marriage vow as we reorder the marriage vow for the 21st century for the African American. We pray that the Holy One, Oladulamare, will lend his Ashe as we gather our families together to make them kinfolk again, to make them related again, and to show them that we are to usher in a new path for the world, for the universe, as we unite in a tribal effort. We praise you, Oladulamare, and offer you all blessings. And homage comes to pass, homage comes to pass, Oladula Mare, homage comes to pass. Ashe, Ashe, and Ajuba blessing. Ajuba blessing, homage comes to pass. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into a shorter version of the Talking Cure. If any of you have needs, then allow yourself to meditate and ask the Creator to send you what it is you need as we asked Him to mend the broken hearts of the relationships today. Quiet your spirits with me as I synchronize my vital signs, tap into my vital signs, and synchronize yours. Quiet yourself in a moment of silence. We thank you for going on the Talking Cure with us. We don't want to ever forget to humble ourselves to pray. Ladies and gentlemen, this segment is on reordering the marriage vows for the African American for the 21st century. This episode will cover the individual marriage and the community during the 10th year of their marriage, ladies and gentlemen, in a union tribal marriage. Now, before I go on, I want to go back and adhere to one subject that we didn't have. They had the schedule set for 10 in the morning, and that was the segment I wanted to talk to you about, a dowry. So let me briefly go over what a dowry is so you'll know. The fundamental definition of a dowry is some monetary gain or a gift to the wife-to-be, usually given in the presence of her family, and it's usually a large sum of money that could sustain her or give her a working start. That dowry is usually given to the woman that the man is wooing, and sometimes it takes him weeks before he woos this woman and comes to her house and come courting and bringing dowries of gifts to her in the form of money or material attributes, but they are things that she can put in her treasure chest and use as attributes if, in the event that they should part. She has substance, she has finance, she can sustain herself on her own. That's what the dowry is. For those of you who may have missed the other segments, you might want to go back on those demand tapes and look over and listen to what has been said. I am with Project 2019. Our sole mission is to close the gap of ignorance. I am a family life educator. I have been working with various different couples, specifically with the Muslim generation, and working with polygamous situations for over 15 years. I have a master's degree in my specialty, and I've worked with families and became an adjunct advisor for universities in the area of marriage and family life education. So you're not dealing with a lightweight, ladies and gentlemen. I know clearly what I'm saying and what I'm doing. So if anyone is out there that like to come in, not to debate, but to discuss about what I'm proposing, you're clearly welcome to do that. I am clearly proposing that we reorder a new institution specifically designed by African Americans, created for African Americans, and hopefully to give back to the world. This new order, this new world order that I'm bringing about in the form of a new institution isn't strange. Most of our slaves right up from slavery offered all sorts of institutions. We embraced them, and therefore now we have university and institutions. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the first institutions was Timbuktu University over in Giza, I think, or in Egypt. That Timbuktu institution provided knowledge for over 40 years of training that most of our colleagues and men around the world had to obtain. Omiyinka has created an institute called Luxor Institute for Family Education. In that institute, we also offer marriage, the Marriage University, the Timbuktu Academy for Marriage. That website is up, and we are viciously working to add workable things that you can access. I work with co-parenting for those parents who go before the court system. I work with the babies, representing babies in the courtroom, because there's so many children who have to have representation. I've been trained in this area by a bona fide judge and lawyer to work with babies in the court system and to work with families. So co-parenting is a specialty. Now, I want to tell you a little bit about what we are doing with this 10th year. When you come up on your 10th year, after you decide to get your marriage certificate during that 6 year. You roll around on your 10th year while your wife is having children and you are working. You're putting the money away. Now, remember, at this particular point, you have bought your home with in mind that you're going to share it with five other couples, of course. So you want to buy a substantial single-family home that will accommodate these five other couples. Now, that's going to make for six couples in total. When we began to graft this thing together and upgrade it, we will add six more couples, making 12 tribes. And you know the 12 tribes of Levite and the way it goes in the Bible. I don't have time to go into it, but you know what I'm saying, and I hope you get my drift. And pardon me because of the urgency of rushing, but I'm trying to get this information to you. Now, those of you who are taking note, take note. Now you're in your 10th year, and you have your children, and you've developed your house, and you set things up, preparing yourself to invite these other five couples in. You go into the agency called Luxor Institute for Family Education. You look through our files of the available couples that have agreed to be a part of a tribal situation, not somebody you find on the street. These people will already be conditioned, and they will have an overview in a workshop of what it is that we're proposing. They will sign and give a consent saying they're interested. So when you call these people, it's not a cold call. You are calling on calls that are waiting for someone to engage them and inviting them into their marriage. At this particular point, you are the only one with a marriage certificate for you and your husband. They have a marriage certificate for them and their husband. Only thing you're asking them to do is to create a contract agreement to come in with a union. This is not something you need to go to court for. It is not substantiated. At this particular point, you have common law going on, and they coming in with their contracts. However, when you write the overall contract, you must have a meeting of the mind, and you can present that contract without counter so that when they get the contract, there's nothing they can counter on. They either sign it or they refuse to sign it. Then you go on to the next person and invite the next couple. At that point, when you arrive at your five couples, you cut it off. You begin to start to lay your plan. Now, during this 10-year, you are writing out plans of what it is that your wife can't fulfill, that you feel another couple could add to your marriage and your good success. You're putting in those things in your contract. If your wife is busy all the time, you need a woman to escort you to various places, then your next wife should have those characteristics to engage in to fulfill your need, man. And also, woman, if you want that man to be somebody that is handy around the house, that can take care of things and get things done, you engage that in your contract. So your contract is worked out. You've met with your lawyer, you put together a sound contract, and when you present it before these couples, you can put without counter, or you could say they can counter. It is up to you. You know what you want to do in this contract agreement. Now, who's holding you hostage and what binding agreement? Nobody but yourself. And if you're committed to work together, you're going to work that thing together because all monies are being placed in one account. And at that point, you are a corporation. When you work with that money, no one has the purse strings where they're controlling them. You work together. So we rule out all of this mess where somebody's going to run off with the money. Somebody's going to take one of the women and leave. You got human problems that will exist. And don't think they won't. They're probably more in an open marriage. They're probably more when you're going out getting people that don't have the same belief. Now, remember, you're pulling people from afar that have primarily the same consciousness you have and are right on the path. We are basing this all on a Yoruba method of lifestyle. So the people are going to have some prior foundation of a spiritual base. We can't just get cold people off the street and hope that we're going to grow them up in these fundamental and in these traditions because it's not enough time. Now, as you pull these people in, remember, you're having the same mindset, the same concept of Yoruba. And if you are choosing to, you will worship together in the same Yoruba house. Your house will become an Ile house. So your house is going to become a teaching institute. So as you teach and model, remember we're only choosing the first year for a group of six people to go through this pilot program. So it'll be a model. This home will be a model home showing the rest of the world what it is we propose. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to know one thing. You must be really mindful of the fact that we are not allowing you to bring in any Tom, Dick, and Harry. This is not what we are trying to do. We are going to show you how to do it through the Yoruba consciousness and through the African traditions. And as we show the world what worked for our ancient forefathers, guess what? Some of them already want those concepts, and they're doing it right in Florida, and they're running the Ilays as if they are Yoruba. And some of them will tell you, Ifa was created to mend the world, irregardless if I am Caucasian, European, or whatever. I know that Ifa was created to heal the world. So here again, we bring about tribal lifestyles. We present it to the world. As they see the model, they can determine for themselves. But our main goal is to get those who are already in the setting of Yoruba Ifa teaching. I'm not trying to civilize the whole world, but just a small fragment of it. As we go on, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? We go on with the understanding that we are going to usher in a new methodology for the world to see. And if we're doing it right, people are going to come to us, and they're going to want to be a part of it. During this 10th year, they're on stage, they're being forecast and modeled, and they will travel with me as I present my book and defend my hypothesis, and they will be a part of this. Will there be opportunities for them to speak? Yes, there will. I've been traveling all over talking about the concept of black boys and the teachers who haven't affected them. So at this point, they will create an opportunity to write their own expositories, their own material, but we're only working with the first six couples as a model. You want to be a part of that. Why don't you call in and tell Omi, put my name in the hat. Now, this program is going to go on, ladies and gentlemen. Our next segment on the 8th, we'll have an expert come in talking about relationship. Then on the next Saturday, Omi's going to be putting it out there, bearing my whole soul about what it is an emperor needs in a relationship. I'll be inviting young men in to give me their input about what Omi needs. Now, initially, I have been trying to put together the YouTube so you could go out on YouTube and you can hear me and see me talking about what Omi needs. However, we are still working on that. In the meantime, I want you to call in, ladies and gentlemen, and be a part of this. And for those of you who think this may be corny, hold your hats, ladies and gentlemen, because whatever I put my energy and strength to, it manifests, and it was called a long time ago. This was a call for the Moni women to get a job done. So be prepared. I want to introduce you to it, ladies and gentlemen. I want to bring you into it. Stay tuned. We'll see you tomorrow. Well, tomorrow is Sunday. I won't be seeing you Sunday, but I will see you Tuesday. Stay tuned and be a part of this segment, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you. And on that note, I say, oh, double and baba boy to you, y'all.
Love me back.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. You've been a great group to work with. I look forward to seeing you again on Tuesday, 10:30 p.m. Make sure you lock those dials in, and the time is 10:30 p.m. Regardless of what you see out on the web, it is 10:30 p.m. I will see you there. Why don't you meet me there? Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for a great evening. I'll see you on Tuesday. Reordering the marriage vow for the African American for the 21st century. You want to be involved in this endeavor. Thanks so much for listening.